I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. With less than half of Texans vaccinated and the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus spreading, Texas could be on the verge of another COVID-19 wave. As of this weekend, Texas's positivity rate was over 10%. Meanwhile, daily confirmed new case totals and hospitalizations were climbing fast. On Saturday, the 7-day average for new confirmed coronavirus cases was nearly triple the average on the first day of July. The number of people hospitalized has climbed by more than 1,000 individuals since the month began. Both those metrics are far below the peaks we saw in the winter. This comes as the highly contagious Delta variant has become the most prevalent version of COVID-19 in the country, which, along with relaxed preventative precautions, experts list as the reason for the rise of the positivity rate. Public health experts have been raising alarm about the Delta variant in recent weeks, especially in places like Texas, where the vaccination rate is low. Around 43% of Texans are currently fully vaccinated, far below the percent needed to have herd immunity. Some areas of the state have even lower vaccination rates. Three Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to the Texas House Democratic Caucus. The three lawmakers are among House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stave off GOP priority voting bills during the special legislative session. The three members who tested positive all have been fully vaccinated, which helps protect against severe illness. The Democratic caucus did not identify the members who tested positive. According to the CDC, a small percentage of vaccine breakthrough cases in which a fully vaccinated person tests positive for the coronavirus have been expected, but they are rare and do not discount the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. Don't forget to join us for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place online and in Austin from September 20th through the 25th. Buy tickets today to see speakers like Kara Swisher, contributing opinion writer at the New York Times and editor-at-large at Recode. Andy Roddick, retired world number one tennis player and founder and chair of the Andy Roddick Foundation, U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia, and many others. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Beer Alliance of Texas. Members of the Beer Alliance of Texas support and are fully compliant with the long-established three-tier regulatory system. Find out more at beeralliance.com.